Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. O.C. McPherson in Chicago, 1925, for Paramount Records, will start her singing. Bob Schaffner plays the cornet, Jimmy O'Brien the clarinet, on piano Lovey Austin, and the drummer, who was all over the place in those days in Chicago, W.E. Burton.
black my eyes, I couldn't see. Took everything he ever gave to me. I said, take it all from me.
McPherson in Chicago, 1925 for Paramount Records. Outside of that, He's All Right With Me, written by Clarence Williams and Joe Trent. And You Gotta Know How, written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. Bob Schaffner's wonderful cornet behind her. Jimmy O'Brien's clarinet, Lovie Austin at the piano. W.E. Burton on drums. 1926 in Chicago, she was backed by Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, as it says on the label. It's actually a sextet, wonderful one. Joe Smith, cornet. Charlie Green, trombone. Buster Bailey, clarinet. Coleman Hawkins, bass, saxophone. Henderson on piano, and Charlie Dixon, banjo.
Play it, Mr. Church, play it. don't stay home and wait. If there's any fish will bite, if you got your bait. So I took out his advice, and I stayed out late. And when I come home, old man cut up my bait. I'm down thick in the bottom, in the bottom where I stand.
Ozzie McPherson singing for you from Chicago 1926 for Paramount Records. I Want My Lovin' by Thomas Grice and Down to the Bottom Where I Stay by McPherson and Grice. Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, Joe Smith, cornet, Charlie Green, trombone, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Coleman Hawkins, bass saxophone, Henderson piano, Charlie Dixon, banjo. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sundays. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Gallery of Cosmetic Surgery, the office of Drs. Craig Johnov and Alex Sobel. The gallery offers consultations to help patients see the possibilities in cosmetic rejuvenation through both surgical and non-surgical techniques. Information online at cosmeticsurgeryforyou.com.
I'd like to do something in memory of Freddie Hubbard, who died on the 29th of December, just a few days ago. At age 70, played the trumpet and flugelhorn, and influenced many, many young trumpet players throughout the world. And as it happened, I was putting together, because I'm in the alphabet and in the letter M, I was bringing up the Montgomery brothers, and of course Hubbard made a record with them for World Pacific Jazz Records, 1961. And he's here, Hubbard is. Wes Montgomery plays guitar, Buddy Montgomery vibes, Monk Montgomery electric bass, Hubbard trumpet, Wayman Atkinson tenor, Alonzo Johnson tenor, Joe Bradley piano, and Paul Parker, drums. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
In memory of Freddie Hubbard, who died 6 days ago at age 70. And those were the Montgomery Brothers, recorded by Pacific Jazz Records, 1961. Wes Montgomery on guitar, Buddy Montgomery vibes and piano, Monk Montgomery electric bass, Freddie on trumpet, and the saxophone work of Wayman Atkinson and Alonzo Johnson, and Joe Bradley piano, and Paul Parker on the drums. Two of them by Buddy, Sound Carrier and Bach to Bach, 1961, Pacific Jazz Records, and for Freddie Hubbard. Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, sometime in 1930, wrote this in 1931 in Chicago. Louis Armstrong sang it and played it for us. By Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, and that was a performance in 1931 by Louis Armstrong on trumpet and vocal for OK Records. Joe Morello now, great drummer, with Brubeck, of course, although Morello was with others, and I may bring those. But this is a concert in Carnegie Hall, New York City, 1963, recorded by Columbia. Paul Desmond, alto saxophone, Dave Brubeck, piano, Eugene Wright, bass, and Joe Morello on the drums. Thank you.
From our Columbia record album, Bossa Nova USA, we would like to do the title tune. Thank you.
listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. The Dave Brubeck Quartet, Carnegie Hall, New York City, 1963, recorded by Columbia Records, and Joe Morello on drums. I call him Ray Baduc later on. Paul Desmond, alto saxophone, Brubeck piano, Eugene Wright on string bass and Joe Morello drums. St. Louis Blues by W.C. Handy, Bossa Nova USA by Brubeck. For All We Know by J. Fred Coots. And Take Five by Paul Desmond. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
El Camino Restaurant. Traditional and contemporary Mexican cuisine in Fremont, offering holiday gift certificates as an alternative for those who want to share the gift of an intimate dinner experience rather than stuff this season. Info at elcaminorestaurant.com.
Now to Helen Merrill, who will sing for you, and John Lewis, who will play the piano.
Didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone, grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, know I'm all your own. Didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and there it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise. I know what time it is now. Thank you. that love's not around. Still it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground, because my angel grow unbearably bright, need I say? That my love's misspent with angel eyes tonight.
John Lewis, 1976 from Mercury Records. I Didn't Know What Time It Was, written by Richard Rodgers and lyric by Larry Hart. Angel Eyes by Matt Dennis and Earl Brent. Helen Merrill and John Lewis. I'd like to take you to Paris now, 1949, for Vogue Records, and a band led by Sidney Bechet on soprano saxophone, Charlie Lewis piano, Pierre Michelot on bass, Kenny Clark on the drums, and Johnny Green's Out of Nowhere. Pierre Michelot playing the bass with Sidney Bechet's band in Paris, 1949, for Vogue Records, Out of Nowhere, written by Johnny Green, Bechet on soprano saxophone, Charlie Lewis piano, Michelot bass, and Kenny Clark playing the drums. Excuse me. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz, and support for KPLU comes from
members of the KPLU Underwriters Circle, businesses that have made a major commitment to the station, like Windows, Doors, and More, locally owned since 1993. KPLU thanks Windows, Doors, and More for their support and encourages listeners to support the businesses that support KPLU.
Reagan, his trumpet, and his orchestra in 1939 for Victor, and Night Song, written by Jimmy Mundy and Juan Teasel, and arranged by Mundy, M-U-N-D-Y. He was all over the place doing wonderful things in those days. Billy May now as arranger with Frank Sinatra for Capitol Records, first, 1953.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. Was a picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender while I kissed the smile upon her face, 'cause it was fiesta and we were so gay south of the border, Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered mañana, 'cause our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I jumped back one day. There in a veil of white by the candlelight, she knelt to pray. Mission bells told me that I mustn't stay south of the border, Mexico way. Mission bells told me, ding dong, that I must not stay south of the border, down Mexico way.
Billy May arranging for Frank Sinatra in 1953 for Capitol Records in South of the Border by Jimmy Kennedy and Michael Carr. Now, for Mr. Sinatra, Mr. May in 1957.
Come fly with me, let's fly. Fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. I get you up there where the air is rarefied. We'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Billy May, arranging for Frank Sinatra in 1957 for Capitol Records, and Come Fly With Me, written by Jimmy Van Heusen, and lyric by Sammy Kahn. Well, let's see. Arranger Jimmy Mundy for Bunny Berrigan, and Billy May for Frank Sinatra. Now, Richard Maltby, M-A-L-T-B-Y, for clarinetist Buddy DeFranco.
Thank you.
Richard Maltby's arrangements for Buddy DeFranco and his clarinet of Summertime by George Gershwin and Over the Rainbow by Harold Arlen. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Hope you're having a fine day. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, 1929 for Columbia Records and the singing of Perry Dixon.
I wrote a letter to Georgia, melted in the air. I wrote a letter to Georgia, melted in the air. You know by that I must have a good gal there. I'm going somewhere and find me a telephone. I'm going somewhere and find me a telephone. I'm going to call Georgia, tell my baby to come back home. Lord, send my baby back, please. Lord, send my baby back, please. She's the oldest woman can give my heart in need. If you don't believe I love you, baby, why don't you come and see? If you don't believe I love you, baby, why don't you come and see? That man that take you away from me. You can take my good gal, boys, you can't keep her alone. You can take my good gal, boys, you can't keep her alone. I have a new way of yo-yo and the other boys can't catch on. Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. That gal treat me like a dog.
Mm-hmm. From Dallas, Texas, 1929, Perry Dixon singing for you, Columbia Records. Back to Georgia Blues at the piano, Alex Moore on guitar, Coley Jones, Perry Dixon. Let's go to Paris now, 1937 for Swing Records. And Eddie South and his violin are going to do a Jimmy McHugh piece called I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me.
Thank you.
1937, Eddie South with his violin for Swing Records, doing Jimmy McHugh's I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me, Django Reinhardt guitar, and Paul Cordonnier playing the string bass. Jimmy McHugh also wrote, I want to go from Paris to New York. I have to keep that geography going here. We'll take the slow boat because I want to spend 25 years getting there. Going to move up to 1962 for Impulse Records, and a rare one by Jimmy McHugh, a beauty, going to be played for you by John Coltrane.
Thank you.
John Coltrane, his quartet, 1962 for Impulse Records. And maybe my favorite of Jimmy McHugh's material, Say It Over and Over Again. Piano, McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison bass, Elvin Jones on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KBIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Bassist Peck Morrison now, up first, 1961 for Epic Records with Johnny Cole's Quartet.
Thank you.
Tech Morrison is a member of the Johnny Coles Quartet, 1961, for Epic Records. That means Coles trumpet and Kenny Drew piano, Morrison on bass, Charlie Persip at the drums. Room Number 3 by Coles and Come Rain or Come Shine by Harold Arlen. In 1955, Morrison was a member of the celebrated Jerry Mulligan Sextet for Emercy Records, meaning John Eardley on trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer valve trombone, Zoot Sims tenor, Mulligan baritone saxophone, Morrison bass, and Dave Bailey on the drums.
Thank you.
Elegant Sextet, 1955 for MRC Records. That's called Mudbug, written by Jerry Lloyd. John Eardley, trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer, valve, trombone, Zoot Sims, tenor, Jerry Mulligan, baritone, saxophone, Peck Morrison, bass, and Dave Bailey on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you, and you, and you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Prestige Custom Builders, partnering with trade contractors committed to quality remodeling and custom home building that meets clients' needs, while integrating sustainable construction practices. On the web at prestigecustombuilders.com.
Okay, let me look at my notes and see what's up. Oh, yes. All right. I'd like to bring in Johnny Mercer and some lyrics. He wrote this with pianist Rube Bloom. It's going to be sung for you by Keeley Smith and an arrangement by Nelson Riddle.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall.
Rush In, written by Rube Bloom, and lyric by Johnny Mercer. Keeley Smith, magnificent. 1957 for Capitol Records, arrangement by Nelson Riddle, equally magnificent. 1958, Miss Smith is going to sing for you, a classic by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, arranged for her by Billy May.
Grab your coat and get your hat. direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bit of pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Just at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Just grab your coat and grab your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side, the sunny side.
Billy May arrangement for Keeley Smith to sing for you, 1958 for Capitol Records, and Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields on the sunny side of the street. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you 24 hours every day. My cut of the pie is 3 to 6 on Sundays. Now we'll go find J.C. Moses. He's a drummer. Ah, we found him. He's in Birdland, a famous place named for Charlie Parker, whose nickname was Bird because he liked chicken. We're in New York City. It's 1964. This is kind of on the job. It's broadcast, I'm sure. Thank goodness they didn't throw those things away. It's not a recording session. Bud Powell is on piano, John Orr is playing the bass, and J.C. Moses on the drums. Well, there were a few people there. Birdland. That's right. On the job with the Bud Powell Trio, Bud Powell Piano, John Orr, bass, and J.C. Moses on the drums. Birdland in New York City, 1964. And I think that stuff is out there. Pretty much look for mythic sound. You can find a lot of that rare material. All Monk compositions, Well You Needn't, Hack and Sack, and Straight No Chaser. Bud Powell Trio on the job in Birdland, 1964. Now Lyle Murphy, back in the early days, real early days, he was known as Spud. He did a lot of arranging and composing, and then he put together a band to do his stuff in the mid-50s, exactly in the mid-50s, in Los Angeles for contemporary records. Up first, Blue Moon, a standard by Richard Rodgers. If I remember, I forgot to write it down. Andre Previn, piano, and Buddy Collette either plays the flute or tenor or both here. And Abe Most, the clarinet. This is the work of Lyle Murphy. Los Angeles, 1955, Lyle Murphy doing arranging and one composition, and with some of the best woodwind players in Los Angeles at the time, and a rhythm section made up of Andre Previn on piano, Curtis Counts on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. What we hear, Blue Moon by Richard Rodgers. Buddy Colette played the tenor in there, and Abe Most the clarinet solo. These Foolish Things by Holt, Marvel, Jack Strachey, and Harry Link featured pretty much Curtis on his bass and Andre Previn at the piano and Colette on alto. Perdido by Juan Tizol, Buddy Colette on tenor, and Jack Dumont got his alto saxophone solo in there. Abe Most clarinet, and Chuck Gentry on baritone saxophone. And then most of those I have mentioned, plus some fine work on drums by Shelly Mann, did an original by Lyle Murphy called Pemba, which is a small island off the coast of Zanzibar. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.